Love the honey from the rock, the sweetness of God oozing through revelation and intoxication of the spirit realm. I really love that. When God just oozes into your spirit or through your spirit and you're consumed in this honey cloud and visions open wide open. And all you look, you can step in and out at will into the manifest presence of God and have spiritual vision, revelation, spiritual understanding in an instant. All you got to do is call upon God. He's going to show you things that you do not know. The invitation is Jeremiah 33 verse 3:3:3:3. And it's an invitation for the body of Christ. It's an invitation to learn your native language. If you've been born of the Spirit, your language is Spirit. You can use English, but that's fine, but it's Spirit. You know, God speaks pictorial. You know, He uses English too. He uses Spirit words though. Whoa, Shabba. Hallelujah. So when God speaks something spirit to you and you respond in faith and obedience to that what He's spoken to you, there's going to be a manifestation of glory and fruit that remains. Hallelujah, because His words are spirit and they're life and they remain. They will not pass away, His words. So when you're walking the law of the Lord, you're walking in this law of the Spirit, which is His words, because His words are spirit and they're life. And you get to walk in those words. They're like shields of faith all around you. You're inside the Word of God. Literally. And you can walk in the Spirit. If you live in the Spirit, you can also walk in the Spirit. So it's an ever-moving Word. Like you move in Him, you live, you move, you have your being in Him, and in you, He will have His being through you, whatever. Hallelujah, Shabbat. I was just reminded of, I didn't know what to talk about. I just wanted to make a really long video because I got a new setup here. You see over here, we got Tigger. He's a really happy little tiger guy. He likes to hop around in the glory. If you ever seen Tigger hop around, he's pretty joyful. He doesn't walk around on eggshells like you have to do in some, you know, Christian synagogues or like the church meetings. You can't. You gotta be real careful. Don't lift your hands in the service because you might draw attention to yourself. So you gotta tippy toe on the eggshells. Well, Tigger, he doesn't believe in that. He likes to hop around and be free. He's like a prime example of what a son of God should be, just free, happy, and carefree. You know, doesn't care what man thinks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat. You know, we're the head and not the tail, right? Well, he bounces on his tail. He keeps his head in the clouds, you know. Tigger is a good guy. And over here, we got Mickey Mouse. I don't know, I just put him there to try to bring balance to the situation. He might be a little bit demonic though, I don't know. Yeah, that Walt Disney stuff is a little bit messed up, but that's okay, there's grace. Fire on his life, and fire on my life, fire on Tigger's life. Anyways, and yeah, I removed that old picture there. We got a new set of lungs here in the glory being electrocuted. Just pure Ruach revelation through running, coursing through the breath of life, coursing through the lungs. Looks like kind of like the universe or a galaxy or something in outer space. I don't know. My wife drew it. I don't know. I'm just putting my own interpretation to it. And I got my my axes over there. You know, we are a battle axe, the battle axe of the Lord in Jeremiah 51. We are His weapons of war. You know, He uses us to destroy the works of the devil. You know, apart from Him, we can do nothing. But when you're in his hands in full obedience, he destroys a lot of demons, and it's pretty fun to be a battle axe of the Lord. Hallelujah. No one can pluck us out of his hand. Just stay in his hand and let him swing you, and it might go into some pretty dark places, but you're going there to kill demons. Hallelujah. Oh, it's good to kill demons. Shabbat. Thank you, Father, for just cleansing. You know, we're like the arrowheads that the Lord just launches a pew and shoots us into the dark places as flaming arrows, and we're like, ah, we're out of control. We just go wheresoever the Lord wills and points us, and just pew, and then we set the place on fire ablaze. Hallelujah. Oh God, we just yield all of the members of our body to you fresh again today. Our mind, our soul, which is our mind, our emotions, we lay everything on the altar again. Our will, it belongs to you because, you know, it's the Lord's prayer. Let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Because our will, if it's not lined up perfectly with your will, it is kind of destructive. We'll end up doing all these things that will just block us from accelerated growth. And we want accelerated growth, God. So I just plead the blood of Jesus on my mind, on my body, and my soul, and my spirit. And we can rejoice in the Lord with our spirit. Shabba. Hallelujah. I was remembering sometimes that I used to go to this, I played music in this worship God in this church called Lighthouse. And I remember there was a lot of glory. Like I didn't really care who showed up, just as long as I connected with God, because then they would get what they need, you know. And I'll always look for the cracks in the atmosphere just to break through. It's like running your fingers along the ripples of the curtain to go into the Holy of Holies. I'm just just searching for that opening where I can just break through, and God just breaks through my heart and he just cracks everything so that it's on earth as it is in heaven. And there would be a lot of demons manifesting. They would get up and run out. They would start swearing, whatever. And just because where there's light, where there's like the Lord is manifesting his spirits greatly, the devils have nowhere to hide, so they manifest too, and it's perfectly normal. It's like Jesus, you know, just stepping onto an island, and this demon-possessed dude with a legion of demons just, you know, gets scared, and it's like, if you come to torment us before the time, and they beg Jesus to go into the pigs, and so that's cool, whatever. And then Jesus gave them permission, but I don't know if he had revelation that the pigs were going to go into the water, you know, kill them off. Yeah, you got to, if you feel filthy, if you feel dirty, if you feel like a pig, a backslidden Christian or whatever, and you need, you know what? It's real simple. You got demons gnawing on your flesh. Just do what those pigs did. They went straight for the water, and they died, you know. It's true, man. The living waters of God will put to death the fallen nature. The Holy Spirit of God will crucify your flesh. If you desire all of him and nothing but him, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, it's the law of the Spirit that he will put to death the deeds of the flesh. The more you yield everything to him, the more everything that's yielded to him gets incinerated. He's a consuming fire. If you want to dwell with him, just get incinerated. Incinerated. I don't even know how to say that. Hallelujah. Yeah, just burn us on the altar, God. Holy Spirit, put to death all the deeds of the flesh so that we can walk with you in purity and in the Spirit. And we just drink the river of life. You know, if you've died with Christ, with Jesus, you're risen with him. Like, he is your resurrection, remember? Believest not thou this, or whatever he said in the Bible? Jesus is our resurrection, and he is our life. Like, you don't have to wait till you die, because you've already died in him, and you've been seated with him in Christ, like you've been seated with him in heavenly places. You've been seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all the principalities and the powers. So if you've already died, and if you're already seated there, it's just being aware of where you're seated in him. It's being aware.